Chapter 16. When Felicity and I were first dating, I was offered a film in the UK, which would require me to be there for 4 to 5 months. Because the kids were still young and I couldn't be away from them for that long, they came with me. My parents, who were great company and also great babysitters, joined us as well. Given the number of people in my entourage, I needed a rather large space. Felicity offered to find a house near her apartment in Notting Hill and help enroll the kids in a small international school for the remainder of the school year. Unfortunately, the experience of making the film was a drawn-out, physically exhausting, joyless process, only made bearable by a wonderful cast and crew. However, I remember the lengthy stay in a slightly worn townhouse in London with my family and Felicity, who ended up just moving in with us, as a truly enjoyable one. The kitchen was in the basement, and though it was hardly up to date, it was workable enough. Although I did have to buy almost a whole new set of cookware, as what was there seemed not to have been updated or, for that matter, cleaned since before the war that was supposed to end all wars. Whenever I arrived home from work in good time, we always had dinner together cooked by my mother or me when I could sneak my way past her to the stove. One morning we decided we would prepare chicken or something of the like that evening for dinner. Felicity said she would roast some potatoes, and as we all love roast potatoes, we thought this was a wonderful idea. That evening, as we drank our usual pre-dinner cocktails and snacked on olives, prosciutto, etc., Felicity pulled from a paper bag a load of gorgeous yellow potatoes, peeled them, and placed them into a pot of boiling water. I asked what she was doing, and she said, "I'm making roast potatoes." I was confused, because as far as I have always known, boiling is the opposite of roasting, but I said nothing. A while later, I noticed her setting the oven to a very high heat and filling a roasting pan with what seemed like a gallon and a half of goose fat. Again, I said nothing. When the potatoes were boiled to her liking, she drained the water, placed the top on the pot, and with oven-mitted hands, grabbed the handles with firm assurance, much in the way a pig farmer grabs the ears of a sow and drags it to slaughter, and shook that pot with the strength and vigor I didn't know her slender frame possessed. "I'm confused," I said slowly. "I thought you were making roasted potatoes." "I am," she said flatly, still rigorously at it. "So what's that you're doing right now?" "I'm fluffing them up." "Oh," said I, now even more confused. I turned away to get a glass of wine, and when I turned back, I saw that Felicity, having completed the fluffing phase, had opened the oven door, from which a plume of oily smoke billowed, and extracted the roasting pan of bubbling goose fat. My parents and I were doing our best not to panic as the room filled with smoke, and Felicity gently placed the pan of scalding liquid avian flab onto the stovetop. "Sorry, bit smoky," she said, laughing and sounding more British than ever, as we ran to open the windows and disarm the fire alarm. "What the hell are you doing?" I finally asked. "I'm making roast potatoes." "Like that?" "Yes," she said, irritation creeping into her voice. "But what's all the oil?" I asked, trying to remain calm. "It's goose fat, and that's what you roast them in. Just relax." I noticed that my father was standing by the open door that led to the garden and was fanning away the smoke with a tea towel, and that my mother was standing in the kitchen doorway safely away from the roiling pan of fat, looking on with furrowed brow. Felicity then calmly took the potatoes one by one, placed them gently into the pan, and slid the whole thing expertly back into the oven. There was silence for a moment. "When you said roasted potatoes, I thought you meant..." "You thought I meant the way you make them," she said with a smile. "Yes, just cut them up, a little garlic." My mother, having crept slowly back into the room, chimed in. "Yes, with garlic, olive oil, rosemary, and salt, and then just, you know, roasted." Felicity smiled and laughed. "Oh, yes, those. I love those. But these are how we do them. English roast potatoes. They're what you have with a Sunday roast. These and Yorkshire puddings. My Nana taught my mother and me." "That's how much oil they used?" I asked doubtfully. "Goose fat. Sorry, goose fat. You can use oil if you like." "What kind?" asked my now curious mother, having crept fully back into the room, presuming the coast was clear. "Vegetable, but goose fat is best. It just gives them a richer flavor. And to answer your question, dear," she said pointedly to me, "yes, this is the amount of oil they use. These will be delicious, I promise." "Well, I hope so, because you almost burned the house down," I quipped. There was a second of silence. Felicity glared at me, as did my parents. Instantly, like dueling Judas Iscariots, the two people who brought me into this world sided with my lover and turned on me, saying things like, "She knows what she's doing, it's fine, it's just a little smoke, leave her alone," etc. At that moment, the oven began to erupt once again. Upon seeing the fatty fumes, my parents immediately retreated to the open doorways for safety, but continued to take up cudgels on Felicity's behalf. "Whoops!" said Felicity with a laugh, grabbing a mitt and a fork. Opening the oven door, she eased out the pan and turned the potatoes gently with a fork, slid them back in again, and closed the door. "There we are," she said through more oily plumes. "Not much longer now." I was in love, and so were my parents. And then we ate her potatoes and fell in love again. Felicity's Rule Britannia Roast Potatoes serves four. 2 pounds russet potatoes peeled and cut into 2-inch pieces. Kosher salt. 2 to 3 tablespoons vegetable oil or goose fat. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the potatoes in a large saucepan with a pinch of salt and add enough water to cover. Bring the water to a boil and parboil the potatoes for about 10 minutes. Do not overcook them, otherwise you will end up with mush at the next step. The outside needs to be just soft enough to be scored with a fork. Drain the potatoes and return them to the pan. Put a lid on the pan and shake the hell out of it, breaking up and fluffing up the outside of the potato pieces. Set aside. Pour the oil or fat into a metal or enamel roasting pan and place it in the oven until it's really hot. Remove the pan from the oven and place it on the stovetop over low heat. Put the potatoes in the oil and turn them in it several times to coat. Then roast them in the oven for a good hour, turning them twice during the cooking time. Joan and Stan's Safely Roasted Potatoes serves four. 10 large Yukon Gold or baking potatoes, peeled and quartered, or red potatoes, unpeeled and quartered. 4 garlic cloves, halved. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary leaves, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh oregano leaves or half teaspoon dried, kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 cup olive oil. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the potatoes in a large baking dish or casserole. Add the garlic, rosemary, and oregano and season with salt and pepper. Drizzle the olive oil over the potatoes and toss to coat evenly. Bake, stirring occasionally until the potatoes are browned and cooked through, about 1.5 hours. Serve immediately.